lads, welcome back to Inside MC, the podcast where I sit down with an amazing guest every other week, hopefully going back to weekly. We'll see how it goes. This is the first podcast recording post TwitchCon. Like, this time last week I was still in Rotterdam, so I have a lot to talk about. I don't know how much I'll mention on today's podcast because the guest I have didn't go to TwitchCon, which is outrageous, by the way. But regardless, I am joined with someone very, very cool. They go by the name Hacking Noises, or Hacks for sure.
Yes, hi, I'm Hacks. I'm a Minecraft speedrunner. I'm from Hong Kong. I play a lot of ranked. I play a lot of general speedrun stuff, but mainly I just do speedrunning. That's like my main thing.
See, this part's always awkward because normally I go, oh, the guest introduction, so can you tell us one thing about yourself? And I you've actually made me completely forget the line that I say. I have like this idea that I say to everyone, and you've completely fumbled it. Oh no. Oh my god. Let us people know about you. One thing. Oh, fun fact. What's a fun fact that you have? It doesn't even have to be about you.
Fun fact? A fun fact. Ooh. Wait, okay. So the problem is I don't want to spend too long because then the longer I take, the less fun the fact is. But I also want one that's
fine.
Like kind
go
of
go for it. Go for it. It's fine. We're on a podcast. I have timestamps. Please.
I mean, just like, I guess I'll just like give one about me. It's like most people know me from speedrunning or whatever, but before speedrunning, I played a bunch of UHC. If you know Tapel, who also does like speedruns a bit, but it's like mainly he did like a lot of Minecraft, like a general Minecraft videos, just like Minecraft, but he also did like a bunch of UHCs. Like in some of his old UHC videos, you can see me like from like 4 or 5 years ago playing in on his server or whatever.
Okay.
And I won like one or two of those videos, which is pretty cool.
That's actually a very fun fact. So you've been around for a fair bit then.
Yeah, I've been a Minecraft kid my whole life. It's like, Minecraft was the first like game I played like since when I was 8 years old, and it's like I haven't played that many others. Like I think if you plot all my playtime onto a pie chart, it'd be like probably 95% Minecraft and like 5% everything else.
How old are you now?
I'm 18.
Jeez, okay. And you're like, we'll get into it later on, but you've done some pretty impressive things at your age. God, I'm some old soul. I'm only 22. Like I'm not like this old guy, but you get the idea regardless.
Yeah.
You mentioned how you're from Hong Kong, but you don't live in Hong Kong, do you?
No, not anymore. I've moved to the UK right now for studying.
Okay, what are you studying?
Well, right now I'm still doing A-levels right now. So it's like, I'm still doing like 3 subjects. I'm not like majoring in anything yet or like doing anything specific, but my 3 subjects are math, psychology, and economics.
Oh, wait, so you didn't even move to UK for uni. You just genuinely moved for like early studies into uni. That's insane. Normally when you move to the UK, I always hear it's just for uni.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. It's just like family stuff or whatever.
Oh, so did your family move with you? It wasn't just you on your own?
No, I'm staying with my uncle right now.
Oh, okay. I thought you just moved on your own. Okay, that makes sense. How are you finding it?
It's all right. I mean, it's definitely very different. Like, it's my first time. I've never traveled a lot. Like, I think basically anytime I've gone to a different country, it's for like, it's because of like my parents' work or whatever. And like, we stayed there for a while. Like, I spent a bit of time in the US as a kid, and then a bit of time in, like, I was born in mainland China, and I stayed, like, for a bit there in, like, when I was, like, 10 or something. But for the most part, I've been in Hong Kong, and, like, I haven't really traveled that much in my life. Like, it's, like, I've never gone to Europe, so it's my first time here, and, like, I haven't traveled much in general, so it's, like, it's definitely a unique experience. Like, there definitely are a lot of things that are, like, the same. Like, I think this sounds so, like, mundane and so boring, but the first thing I noticed when I landed in the UK was like, oh, thank God, they drive on the left side of the road. It's just like, even though it's such a small thing, it's like stuff like that.
No, I get it, though, because it's so rare to be driving on the left.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, it's just like something I'm used to, so it's like nice to have like that sense of like consistency, I guess. But I don't know, it's nice. Like, it's definitely very different. Like, obviously, I don't know, I feel like there is always a bias to like wherever you're born or whatever, or wherever you've been the longest. I feel like that definitely is true for me, but like the one thing I really like about the UK is there's like so much, it's so green. Like I feel like in Hong Kong, if you're in like one of the giga urban areas, you have like no visibility at all because there's just all buildings or whatever. It's like, it's so, like if you're just on the ground, it's just like all skyscrapers everywhere.
Well, I guess that depends, though, because that's outside, like London, though. But that's like London, it's just all,
I guess,
all,
yeah,
buildings.
I guess that's true.
I guess it's where you are, I guess.
Yeah, I do live in like a less, like I don't know, like a less urban area, I'd say. It's like the houses aren't like fucking massive, so it's like I get to see, I have like visibility. Like if I look outside, it's like I can actually see like more than, well, not that much, but it's like I can see a lot more than like I'm used to in Hong Kong.
I won't make this like too political, which is a really bad sentence to start with, because it sounds like it's going one way, but it's not. So I did a bit of research, and I don't want to say anything out loud in case I'm just completely wrong. So I'm just going to ask the question, and you can answer it based on if you can answer it. How big's the cultural difference between like moving, like you kind of touched on it a little bit there, but between like Hong Kong and England, like is there a major cultural difference?
I mean, I'd say so, yeah. Like, I feel like just, like, talking to people is different. Like, I don't know. It's like, I need to think about this more, I feel like.
There's no pressure. There's no pressure. And if you don't have an answer, that's completely fine. I just thought I'd ask, because, you know, it's very rare that I kind of bring people on the podcast. Like, I had Crowfang on, who lived in Spain and then moved to England. But, like, it's very rare I've had anyone on, like, for who's kind of had that big change, I guess, you know, like in regards to like moving to a different country, like time zones, even regions. You get the idea. But if you don't have an answer for it, there's no pressure.
I mean, okay, I mean, this isn't really a cultural difference, but it's like, okay, no, it's not a cultural difference. Okay, this is just like a random anecdote, but it's like, this is something I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, go
that, okay, okay, yeah, I, this yeah, is kind of looping back to your question from earlier, but this just reminded me and I wanted to bring it up. In this was like one of the first things I noticed about the UK is, I mean, like the, like close to London, basically, or like, I think I'm technically in London, but it's like near the outskirts. And
okay,
you have like the Oyster card or whatever for the tube or like,
oh, yeah, in London, yeah,
the trains or whatever. And that in Hong Kong we have this thing called the octopus, and it's the Oyster is literally just a full knockoff of the octopus, and it's like, I can't believe they also stole like the sea animal thieving as well. It's like, I remember seeing that for the first time in the UK, and that was like, it's not like a cultural difference, but I was like, damn, they're like, they're ripping us off. I felt like it was a, it was like,
did you Google
front,
what came first though? Did you Google what came,
yes,
first?
Yes, I did have to Google
so
what came first.
So the Oyster did come afterwards?
Yes. Oh, jeez, sure, okay. Yeah, it came afterwards.
Oh, crap. Okay, that's interesting. I guess, yeah, not really a cultural difference, but more of like just a funny comparison, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. Cultural difference is hard because it's like, I just say like in general, just like, like, you know those videos which are like those Jubilee videos which are like, you talk, like some of them are just like, there's two people talking and they don't know like who the other person is. Like, yeah. if you put me in, like a random sample in like one of those Jubilee videos and you maybe like talk to 10 people from the UK and 10 people like disregarding accent or like slang or anything, I feel like you could probably tell. I actually, maybe I'm not so confident on that, but I'd like to, I feel like I could tell, but I'm not sure. But I don't know like what it is exactly. Like, I couldn't like name one thing, I guess.
I have a question. What are you doing right now?
I'm in my chair and I'm talking to Insane Orbit.
Yeah, but what are you doing? Because I can hear your mouse clicking. So what are you playing?
It might be my chair.
Oh, is it your chair? Oh. It's going to lead into a joke because it's a later Twitter question talking about your mouse and keyboard and how crazy loud it is on your streams. but we'll save that for the Twitter question. No, that's interesting. That's interesting. Sorry to like bring that up off the start. I was just more curious than anything because I always find it a bit of an interesting topic to talk about. But in regards to you though, obviously, you've been around in the content space for 5 years now, probably even a bit longer than that, like in regards to Minecraft and stuff. What was it about speedrunning that stood out so much to you?
Well, I'm going to be honest, like, you say I've been in the content space for like 5 years, but I'm going to be honest, like, I'd say only like two, probably. I feel
okay,
like
no, okay, not content space. I mean, as in regards, like, you said you played on like Tapple server like what, 4 or 5 years ago? That's what I mean, is then like you've,
yeah,
not content specifically, but you've been like, you've known YouTubers, you've been in the Minecraft space, you've known Minecraft content creators for that long.
Sorry, can you repeat the original question?
Then, like, what got you into speedrunning? Sorry, it was, yeah,
what got me into speedrunning, I mean, for me it was just like the natural progression, because I feel like I've always been interested in doing like something remotely competitive. Like, I never like thought about doing like building or Redstone or anything like that. It's like, for me it was always like, I started off with PvP mainly, like Skywars and Bedwars and stuff like that, and after a while I just got like bored of that. I think like I played a bunch of Hypixel Skyblock, but it's like, it's such a grindy game. Like, I think Hypixel Skyblock has like ruined my patience to grind anything ever. I've hit my grinding quota for my lifetime, and if there's anything like, there's anything that remotes like requires like a long grind, I just can't do it. But like, I don't know, speedrunning was just like the next thing where it was just like, it was fun. I remember seeing like a bunch of people play it in like early, like around COVID or whatever, when 116 came out, like 2021 or something. And it just looked fun. I don't know. It just felt like the natural next step. Like I was bored of BP and the other stuff I was doing. So I was like, why not? I'll just try out speedrunning. And that's what mainly got me in. Just felt like the natural next step.
So Minecraft speedrunning is the first type of speedrunning that you did then?
Yes. Yeah.
And have you speedrun any other games? I know a little while back, and it's how I actually got introduced to Silver Runs, was they were streaming this one game. Can't remember what the name of the game is, but did you ever speedrun that game? I don't know if you can remember. It was back in like
are you talking about like what the Moist Critical like $10,000 challenge?
Yeah, that one.
Like Escape from Lavender Island or
that's
something.
That's something on those lines. Yeah. Did you ever stream that?
No, I didn't. I think I don't remember what I was doing, but it's like I'm not a god gamer. Like I feel like to do well on those types of challenges, you have to be you. Like there's some people who just have like the gaming genetic or whatever, I feel like, or just like they have so many transferable skills from another game. For me, it's like I'm gonna be honest, I'm only good at Minecraft. I don't have the gamer genetic. The only reason I'm good is because I've been playing since I'm 8 years old or whatever. Wait, sorry, what was your original question?
You answered it. How you got into Minecraft speedrunning?
Okay.
You did a pretty good job answering that. So.
Okay.
What about the name though? Because you have the name Hacking Noises, which for an outsider perspective would be like, he has a hacker on the podcast. Oh my god! Like, so where'd that name come from?
I mean, it's okay. It's a funny story. This is from when I used to play Ranked Skywars, and back in Ranked Skywars is a pretty infamously like toxic area. Like people constantly hackusate, people constantly tell you to do things that, or like they constantly say things that are like not very pleasant. And I remember, I don't know why this like stuck out in my mind so much, but I remember like when I was playing Ranked Skywars, I lived in Hong Kong and Hypixel was hosted in like Chicago or whatever.
Oh, so
and it's like across
ping,
the world. So I have 200 ping,
yeah.
And it's like you get some absurd hits on 200 ping or whatever. Like even though I'm not cheating, like sometimes you watch someone on low ping, someone fights with someone on high ping, and it's like, damn, this is not fair sometimes.
That's insane, yeah.
And someone friended me and messaged me, damn, cheating so hard I can hear the hacking noises from here. And it's like for some reason that stuck out of my brain so much, and I was like, damn, I'll make this my username. And that's like essentially the origin. Like
wait, say that again.
Someone hacking me.
I don't know if I'm assuming you've seen the Fantastic Four meme, right, where like he goes, we're a Fantastic Four, and then he turns around and goes, wait, say that again. Now that's the hacking noise.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna be honest, that's my fault. I don't watch like a lot of TV shows, and I don't watch like a lot of movies. I'm like very culturally out of it.
so you're not criminally online then? Got you. Okay, yeah, that's my problem.
Well, I'm a YouTube iPad kid kind of, but it's like,
okay,
I'm not like a,
right. Like Twitter,
I'm not like
stuff,
a TikTok
you
young
yeah.
Sheldon, you know, like,
yeah, no, that's fair. That's a sick name though. It is a really sick name, and it's turned to work out as well, because like, you know, a lot of people kind of, as like we mentioned beforehand, you kind of stand out as hacks. Like a lot of people, if they say hacking noises or hacks in regards to speedrunning, it's all like it's easy to tell us about you. You have a nice standout name considering hacking is such like a niche, quote unquote niche word, if that makes sense.
I guess, yeah.
So that's pretty cool. What is it like about speedrunning? Because we kind of touched on that, how you got into speedrunning, but what about it has kept you hooked? Because like you've been doing it for a long time. I mean, I don't know how much you play RSG anymore. The last time you uploaded a run to speedrun.com was a year ago, and even then before that you did two runs 3 years ago, two more runs 4 years ago. I don't know, three runs 3 years ago, three runs 4 years ago. But yeah, the last time you uploaded an RSG run was a year ago. So have you just stopped doing RSG? Do you more focus some ranks? Like,
yeah,
what
at this point I'm pretty much retired from any percent. Like I think RSG, I had my phase, but I think I could only do so much. Like at a certain point it was fun. Like I enjoyed the loop of resetting, because I think the beauty of Minecraft speedrunning is it's not like any other speed game, I think. Like, I think I'm so lucky that Minecraft is as unique of a game as it is, because with so many other speed games, like, obviously, it's so awesome to watch someone just so mechanically gifted at a game, and it's just like, when you see someone so good, it's like, damn. It's like...
That's impressive, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it becomes like, damn, I could do that. It's like, when people describe, like, reading Plato or Shakespeare, it's like, you delude yourself into thinking you could have written it, because it's like so self-evident. And it's like, that's like, I know this is like such a stupid comparison, but that's what it feels like watching someone like Suiji play SM64, for example. It's like, damn, this is so clean. Like what if I can do that? You know what I mean?
I get and you. It's like, I mean, it's the same with me in parkour. Like, I watch people doing Minecraft parkour. Yeah. I'm like, oh my god, I could do that. I load it up and I'm like, why am I so shit?
Yeah. Like, there's definitely beauty to it. But also, for me, I think Minecraft speedrunning is, like, so different. And that's part of, like, the appeal. There's, like, so little, like, obviously there is mechanical skill, but it's, like, it's so emphasized on decision making and, like, choices or whatever. And all I'll say is the early era of Minecraft speedrunning, when no one knew what to do, when, like, everyone was just figuring out anything, like, people were crafting bowls and getting dandelions from islands to make saturation stew. People just, like figuring out E-Ray or whatever to find bastions or whatever for the first time. Like, just discovering so much. Like, it's insane, like, how simple the game is, but there's just, like, so much to discover, so much to learn. Like, that era is just so fun to constantly learn so much, constantly, like, figure out, oh, this is how we do something. Because, like, watching old runs, even, like, 2 years ago, a year ago, it's like, damn, we just had no clue how to play the game properly. Like, how did we play this badly for so long? And I think part of the fun of Minecraft speedrunning is so many times it's not just, like, in a lot of games the game gets flipped on its head through just, like, raw mechanical skill, but with Minecraft speedrunning, it's just, like, in terms of strategies, in terms of I guess strategy, like, it's all under the umbrella term of strategies, I guess, but just, like, so much micro mechanics, there's so much just, like, decision making, there's so much, like, small things with overlap that have just completely changed, and it's just, like, there's nothing quite like it. I think that's something that kept me engaged from the start. Nowadays, I'd say it's different. I think nowadays the game is a lot more fleshed out, it's a lot more, like, mechanical, if you will. It's a lot more, like, everyone, like, how I describe it is, if you went back 3 years ago and put, like, if you put the 20 best runners from 2022 all in one room and they watched one run and played one seed, they would all, like, disagree on what to do here, what to do there. People would make countless different plays. If you put the 20 best runners right now in a room and played the same ranked seed, most of the time, like, if you make them rewatch the run, it's like, oh yeah, that's what I would have done, and everyone will agree. And it's like, and very rarely will you have disagreement. So it's like, it's definitely a very different environment now. But, like, part of the fun, I'd say, that's kept me playing despite the fact it's more, like, formulaic, is it's just fun to improve, I think. Like, tourneys, like, right now there's Simply's Nether Regionals. Every few months there's playoffs. Tourneys are just so fun. It's fun to improve. It's fun to practice. Like, tourneys, especially for me, are so fun because I get so nervous. And it's like, I wish I wasn't as nervous. Like, obviously, everyone wants to play well in tourneys. Everyone wants to win. And nerves usually get in the way of that. But there's something about it. It's like, it's such a rush to play with all the pressure, with all the nerves. There's something just so fun about that, and just be, like, completely immersed in the game. Like, I think tourneys are definitely a big part. But, like, the second thing I would say for why I keep playing is probably just, like, it's fun. Like, I feel like streaming or whatever is really fun for me. Like, I feel like nowadays, like, a lot of the time when I'm, like, thinking about speedrunning, it's like, I feel like going live is a given. I think almost always I'll just go live because it's just way more fun. I think it's fun to talk, it's fun to yap, it's fun to play games while live, or, like, do runs while live. And it's like, I think just, like, community or whatever is, like, a big part of why I've, like, stuck around for so long as well. Because, like, even though I played, like, a bunch of UHC in the past and, like, Skywars, I feel like I was never super integrated into any community. I was kind of, like, a lurker or whatever. So this is the first time I feel like I'm, like, actually, like, like, fully into a community. And it's like, I don't know, it's fun, it's enjoyable.
I think kind of, like, touching on some of the things you said, Dao, I'll touch on the most recent thing you just mentioned about the community, and I have a few more things to touch on as well. It's like, I kind of feel the same way. Like, I mentioned this a few times on, like, stream and stuff like that. I've delved into so many different communities at this point, like, into MTSR. Like, I tried MTSR for a bit. I nearly got a sub 21, which was really impressive for me. I fumbled it, but that's not the point. I think I got, like, a time of, like, 28 minutes, which is all right. It's all right, I guess. But, like, I've delved into the MTSR community. I mean, you know that. You've been in a video, which I have something to bring up about that video a little bit later on. And, like, you know, I've delved into S&P events and stuff like that. Like, I understand the whole feeling, like, you don't have a community. I guess my one is kind of my fault because I don't actually really... you know, like, what's the word I'm looking for here? Like, I don't really have, like, a solid community because I just delve into so many. But I get what you're saying. As for, like, the mechanics and stuff like that, yeah, some of the mechanics over the years have just become absolutely insane. And in a good way, like, not in a bad way, but it's just mental. Like you said, like, if you went back to 2022, though, and just to kind of reword what you said here, but in a different, like, example, imagine you went back to 2022, grabbed 20 of the best speedrunners and showed them today's tech. Look at it, like, What the fuck? And then imagine if you brought them forward and like, oh, like you took 20 like speedrunners from today, 20 of them, and then showed them their old runs. They'd be like, oh, like kind of like you mentioned there, they look back and be like, that can change, that can change, that can change. I wonder how many runs from 2022 could have been like sub six, sub seven runs. But because people didn't know the tech, they just didn't get fast runs. Like, has that ever crossed your mind?
How many
of your runs you could have done like a much quicker time on had you known the tech you know now?
I mean, I definitely thought of the hypothetical, like, what if you had a time machine and what if you just like went forward like 5 years in time with all the tech from today? But I don't know. It's like time always goes forward, right? It's like, I think it's fun to think about. Like, it's a fun exercise to think about, like, oh, what would happen or whatever, all this tech. But it's like, what if this run was better? But it's like, couldn't have known, right? Like, I don't think anyone is like up at night because it's like, damn, if only I knew what Zero Cycle was back in 2021, right? It's like, time moves forward. It is what it is. It's just like the natural progression of the game. I don't know if that makes sense.
I don't mean that as in like, oh, I wish I did this different. I'm just saying, like, I wonder in just a general sense how many of like the speed run at the time that was like 13 minutes being world record. I wonder how much that could have been cut down at the time if people knew the tech they knew now. It's not like I look back on and I wish I did this differently scenario. I mean, it's just I look back on and I wonder, like, if they knew what they knew now, then how much faster that specific run would have been, kind of thing.
I mean, yeah, definitely, like, okay, yeah, I get it now. Like, yeah, runs definitely would be a lot faster. But I don't know, I feel like, at least, maybe other runners have a different view on this, but for me, once it's passed, I'm like, it's in the past now. Like, I kind of just mentally zoned it out.
We mentioned it a little bit before the podcast, or a little bit at the start of the podcast, I believe. So you were featured in an Inside MC video a little while back.
Yes.
Do all Minecraft speedrunners think the same? Firstly, how was that? Did you enjoy the video?
Yeah, it was very enjoyable. I mean, it's just fun to, it's basically just like this. I don't know. It's fun to answer questions. It's fun to think. Like, I think it's so fun to talk about the history of MCSR as well, I feel like. Because I haven't been a top runner for a while, but, like, I have been, like, I started playing in 2020, and I was, like, mostly on and off for, like, from, like, 2020 to, like, 2022. Like, I didn't play super actively, but, like, I know most of the history, I'd say. And it's just, like, you ask stuff about, like, the future or whatever, I feel like inevitably you do think about what has happened in the past. And it's like you kind of use that to see, like, maybe this could happen, maybe that could happen. And it's just like, I don't know, I enjoyed it a lot. It's fun to answer questions on what could be, and just like, also it's just fun to talk about like random debates or whatever in MCSR, like calculators or whatever, or I don't know, positive use or whatever. It's just fun to talk about. I don't know. I really enjoyed the video.
Well, in it, the first question I asked was a sub 5 random seed speedrun is possible. So we had Poundy, Fulham, Raddles, Rekrap, and Auxilia all in agree. We had Silver Runs, Corey Way, and Feinberg all in middle ground disagree. And you were in strongly disagree. This is going somewhere. So I'm assuming you're aware of this. But whilst a lot of us, a lot of the community and speedrunners, etc., were at TwitchCon Europe, a Minecraft speedrun took place by Skycrab. I believe it was a 6 minute 20 second run that got lost because they looked at an Enderman for like half a tick or whatever the thing is. Correct me at any points I get wrong. Has your opinion changed now after seeing that and seeing that that's possible? Has your opinion changed on the whole sub 5 random seed speedrun is possible?
Well, I'll just say it, no. I don't know.
Okay.
The reason why is because that run is, it's obviously, there's obviously time to save. Like, it's not perfect, but that is a once, like, I would not say once in a lifetime, but once in, like you just don't get paced like that often. Skycrab is nearly, like, over 13,000 nethers. He just played so much, and that's the best pace he's ever gotten. That's the best pace anyone has ever gotten. And you still need to save a minute getting to the stronghold in order to get sub 5, basically, and to have essentially perfect nav to the portal room. Like, I think Skycrab entered out like 502. If you have a good Zero Cycle that's like 50 seconds, yeah, you just need to like nav instantly, basically. And that run is just so unbelievably good. It's just like, obviously in theory there's room to save a minute, but in practice, like, you just need such an unbelievably good seed. I think if you look at it from a possibility standpoint, yes, it's possible. Is it feasible? No. And also, if you think of, like, from, like, a real world lens, I think as soon as someone gets sub 6, obviously there will still be people who play, but world record grinding as a concept already now is essentially dead. People, I'd argue, almost no one resets for world record anymore. People play for like sub 10s and sub 9s, and if they get on world record pace, they get on world record pace. But it's like no one hard resets for world record anymore, I'd say. And as soon as someone gets sub 6, it's like,
yeah, so it's like Skycrab would have been a record killing run, like,
yes, like Skycrab already, and it's like sub 6 would essentially be like no one would feel motivated to grind. You need to be a special type of like dedication, like you need to be so dedicated, so patient to be able to, like,
one person, like, all it takes is that one person is like, yeah, I want to do something, I want to show people that I'm the shit, and they will non-stop play for years behind the scenes. Like, for all we know, someone could be doing it now, someone could be running in this very moment, and they could be going behind the scenes to try and get the sub 5. I mean, like, I understand your point on it, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but at the same time, like, you know, it's possible.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like in a lot of cases, I'm very optimistic, but maybe I am a bit biased, because for me, I've hung up the... I've given up. I don't think I can get any percent world record anymore. The uncaring in a different universe has vested me, and maybe I'm just projecting that, but to be honest, like, I don't know. I think you need to be so dedicated, so patient, and I don't believe, I don't know. I'm gonna be honest, I don't believe in the human spirit in this case. I think sub 5 RSG is a different beast.
I think someone's going in them, I believe.
We'll see. Maybe in a decade or a few years even. Maybe tomorrow someone fucking gets it, I'll have to eat my words. Like, I don't know.
How did you feel seeing that run? I want to hear your perspective. You're the first speedrun I've already talked to about it and had on the podcast since it happened.
The Skycrab run? Yeah. I mean, all I'll say is, no, you just have, everyone would say this, it's just, like, no one deserves world record more, probably. It's, like, the grind Skycrab has put in is, like, uncomparable. No one has grinded harder than him. It's so impressive, and to just lose it like that, it's just soul-crushing. Like, I don't know. There's, like, that is one of those things that's, like, that'll stick with you forever, I think. That's one of those things where it's, like, sometimes you're just, like, walking, and it's, like, you'll have that, like, that death flash in your mind, and it just, like, it sticks with you. It's, like, super rough. I don't know. I think everything that can be said about the run has been said. It's just like, it is truly one of like the most tragic runs ever, I'd say.
It's insane though, right? I was trying to Bendo about it, if you know who Bendo is.
Yeah.
And like, we were just chatting, I said, like, the thing is, I've watched so many speedrunners, and every single time they get to the portal, they block themselves in or they build up. And like, I've seen it, and I'm like, oh, I kinda get it. But at the same time, I'm like, why are they doing that? It's not until now when I see an Enderman literally kill them just before the portal lights up, where I turn around and went, wow, they should have built in. Obviously they're not thinking about it at the moment. I'm not trying to backseat them. I couldn't do that. But what I'm trying to say is, like, I've never understood why people build in until like that. When I saw that one, I'm like, oh, that's why.
Yeah, it's like the biggest, it's one of the biggest like what if moments, I feel like, in MCSR. It's like, what if Skycrab just did it? But I mean, unfortunately we're in the world where he didn't happen, and the world record is still unbroken after like what, a year and a half or something.
Yeah, I was actually there to watch Trip get it, I believe, unless I'm just tricking myself into believing. Damn. I think I saw it. I might actually just be fooling myself into believing it, but also I don't know. So, speedrunning. We love speedrunning. What are some of your favorite speedrunning moments?
Oh, okay. Well, I have an immediate answer. This kind of ties into what you asked earlier, how you got into speedrunning. I just remembered. The first thing that I watched, I was like, damn, I really want to get into speedrunning. There was this ancient tournament in like 2020 or 2021 or something, in an old version, in 1.14. And it was like, it took place in November, because it was called the November 1.14 tournament or whatever, something like that. And there was this one match between Corbinos and Kiryu Ko. And at the time, like, we were so bad, but I think, like, I didn't know that. But, like, what really stuck out to me was, in that run, I think both of them died, like, several times. Like, I think one of them got stuck in the end with no items and had to mine Endstone for, like, a few minutes or something. And someone, like, died multiple times, just, like, getting to the stronghold or whatever. And I remember watching that, like, damn, this game looks, it just looks so chaotic. It looks so... like, I don't want to say random, because it's not random, but it's like anything can happen, I feel like. There's just so much possibility, there's so much variance, and it's like, I remember watching that run, and it was just so entertaining, and I was like, damn, I want to get into speedrunning. Like, that's such a niche moment. Like, I feel like like very few people even remember the Turi existed, but it's like that stands out to me as such as like such a vivid moment in like Minecraft speedrunning, at least for me. For other moments, I mean, I feel like there's so much. Like you'd have to like I could honestly like talk about so much. Like I could honestly go on for hours about like my favorite moments. But like okay, I'll ask you a question. Do you want me to talk about like more recent stuff, like ranked or tourneys or anything, or just like any percent like RSG world record stuff? Like
dude, in terms just of give moment. Me your three favorite moments from any.
Three?
It doesn't have to be your three favorite. Just the three things that come to your mind right now. Otherwise, like you said, we'll be here for hours.
I mean, it's so hard, but like, you know what? Okay, first one. This is all I'll say is this hasn't happened yet, but this will be up there when I win a playoffs.
You haven't won one, so it doesn't count.
I haven't won yet, but when I win it, it'll be up there. But it's like, for me.
How many playoffs have you played?
I've played in since season 3, so like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, so 5.
And how many times have you come third?
I've come third 3 times and second twice.
That's insane. So you've made top 3 in like every single one you've been in. Yeah. That's mental. You're gonna win it. I believe in you one day.
Eventually. I mean, okay. If playoffs doesn't count, then like all time favorite moments
you
probably.
Can't count it, sadly.
Yeah, probably then. Ooh. I'm trying to think like obviously. I don't know. It's like, because I'm going to be honest, it's like, I'm thinking of sad moments. I'm trying to think of like the hype moments, but I'm thinking of sad ones right now. I'd say just like any playoffs finals, in my opinion, like the most recent one, like this might just be recency bias, but I feel like the recent playoffs finals was really good. It's probably not the best. I'd say season 1, Duke versus Silver was definitely like, it's so old, but I remember watching that and I was like, damn, it's like, it's so impressive how good everyone has gotten. And it's just like, I feel like looking back on that, it's like, it's so wild looking back on how much things have changed from them. Like that's definitely one of my favorite moments. This is more of a sad one, but in my opinion, this one will like, when you think of like CSR moments as a whole, for me, this one will always come up. The Crooks choke where he choked low 7 or whatever when world record was like 908 or something. That run will stick with me forever because just for context, Crooks was, in my opinion, had the highest peak of anyone in MCSR ever. Like, I know this sounds like crazy glazing, but like, genuinely, I think no one has had the dominance Crooks has had. He was so far ahead of the game. Like, I was talking to Ral earlier today, and we were just talking about like, we were looking at like world record chokes or whatever. And even back in like 2021, Crooks was doing Soul Sand and Gravel on the bar just because they're like super common. And like, I don't know his exact reasoning probably, but it's like the most part back in 2021 or 2022, people still just like used the course third or whatever because people thought Soul Sand was bad because you run slower on it. And it's like, it wasn't until like 2023 or 2024, it's like people adopted like Soul Sand and Gravel like as a must pretty much. And there's just like so much other micro stuff. Like I'm getting too much into the weeds, but I just have to bring it up. I have to glaze. I'm sorry. And if you bring up Crooks, I have to glaze them. It's like I'm hyping this up so much and it's the most mundane shit ever. I'm sorry for swearing, but like
you don't have to apologize for swearing. You're fine. I swore earlier.
It's like when you mine for buried treasure, sometimes there's multiple pieces of sand above it. And I remember seeing Crooks do this and no one else did it. And like, I swear no one else did it for like 6 months to like a year afterwards. But I saw him break the sand where there's multiple sand above it and you clip into the sand. And whilst you're in the sand, you'll suffocate a bit. You're not in the water. So you mine it earlier. And it's like, it's just such a micro strategy that no one thinks about, but it's like Crooks did those. Every single small micro strategy, he did that. And anytime there was a new strategy, he learned it. And in my opinion, it's like, he was the best any percent player ever. Like full stop for his time. Like I think no one deserved world record more. Like there's an argument he should have been. He's probably the closest to world record that without getting it. Like he's the closest anyone has ever gotten to world record without getting it. Cause like he's had more world record end enters than anyone else, more world record blinds than anyone else, and all of like his grind, all of his effort culminated in this one run where made a mistake in the overworld because there was a drown in the shipwreck where he forgot to get wood. And that followed him to the end of the run and he had no beds. On all of his previous end enter world records, he either choked 0 or the dragon just didn't perch. And this was like multiple world record paces. And on the one run where it did, on the fastest run ever, the fastest blind ever, the fastest stronghold ever, fastest end enter ever. It insta perched, but he had no wood. He couldn't finish the run. That run will stick with me forever. I like, it's a very sad moment. It's like up there with one of the biggest chokes ever, but it is like such a, it is such like a vivid moment for me.
Honestly, fair. No, like, I've heard so many people talk about Crooks and stuff as well. Like, and you know, haven't they moved on to like GeoGuessr now as well?
Yeah, they're a GeoGuessr pro now. They also, yeah, after that run, they fully retired. They just like, they just stopped playing.
So I was looking through your YouTube just as a bit of a reminder before we did the podcast. And obviously it's June. This podcast will be coming out on the 20th. So still in June. Something that stood out to me was 3 years ago, your Minecraft percent world record.
Yeah,
I mean 1:30. Was that an official category, or did you just make it up?
Yes, that is an official category. It is on the category extensions leaderboard. That was like ages ago in my category extensions phase. Like, if you look, you'll probably see like all minerals as well, like other random categories like
all
that.
Minerals, all wood log, skeleton, yeah. Rogue glitches, hero of the village. I don't see you submitting your pride one here though.
Well, really? Not on speedrun.com?
No, unless it was under a different account. I got Icarus, and it might be glitchless.
It might be under miscellaneous. I think you need to press open.
Oh, show misc. Yeah. I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, pride percent. You're in sixth for pride percent and seventh for all minerals. Nice.
No, I haven't played it forever, but it's like I had a phase where I just like played the silly category extensions. I don't know. It's fun. Like, I think the reason why I played it was just because, like, I don't know. It was just fun. And also, it's just fun to like learn random routes and to like make small optimizations. Like, I remember for one of my old minerals run, like, it was like there was no 117 runs, and I just like found a seed. Like, I think it was just one of like the fast set seed, like the any percent set seed glitchless seeds, and I just like use it for all minerals, and it's just like fun to route and like come up with small strategies, small micro time saves. Like, I don't know, I just really enjoyed that. Like, it's a fun category as well to play. Like, I feel like it's definitely really hard. Like, I'm gonna be honest, prime percent is probably one of the hardest category extensions to play, because you basically
you have to be perfect. Yeah,
well, basically what it is you use a loom to create all of the pride flags on pride flags, basically with a loom, and it's just like it's there's a lot, like, you have to learn a lot of patterns, and it's hard. Like, I don't know, it's one of the harder ones. Like, I don't know, it's fun to play silly categories.
We touched a little bit on MTSR rank there, so let's move into that. So obviously you play MTSR ranks. It's crazy, right? I remember, like, I kind of learned about it early doors, which I'm glad about. I've had like Oliver on the podcast. You mentioned how you listened to a few of the speedrunner ones. I assume that probably falls under it as well. What is it like about? I guess I feel like I know the answer to this, but I'm gonna ask it regardless. I just want to hear what you have to say about it. What's it that stands out so much about MTSR ranks? Like, what makes it so special? Again, obvious answer, but I still want to hear you say it regardless.
Well, compared to any percent, I'd say skill. Like, I'm sorry to any of the any percent players, but objectively ranked players are better than the best any percent players. And it's like any percent is just a different skill. It's way more grindy, and for me, that's just like not as fun anymore. Like, I think the fun part about ranked is, for the most part, the better player wins. Like, there is some RNG still, there's some like just luck elements, but for the most part, the better player wins. And it's just fun to get better, I think. It's fun to practice, it's fun to improve. It's fun to get, like, a bigger number on the leaderboard. Well, smaller number, technically, but it's just a fun improvement process, I'd say.
What's your ranked PB?
635 or something, I think.
Oh, that's impressive.
Do you think
you can get a sub-5 ranked?
No, I'm gonna be honest. It's so hard. Like, sub-6 will happen probably eventually, somewhat soon. Like, I think the fastest ranked run is, like, a low-6 right now, but I think sub-5 is too hard. It's not humanly,
how do you ever expect to win MTSR ranked if you don't have the mentality of getting a sub-5? You gotta lock in, man, come on.
Yeah, maybe maybe I need to believe in myself more, but I don't know, I feel like there's limits to the game, and sub-5 is just such a hard limit to break. That's just like my take on it.
With that though, do you have anything else you wanted to talk about MTSR related? Or like, I mean, like, normally I ask people loads more questions. Like, actually, wait, what did you say you were studying? You said you're doing A-levels and stuff. Well, I guess, like, kind of back to that, because I feel like we've kind of done a lot of talking about MTSR, and I still want to yap to you some more. What are you planning on studying when you go to uni? Or college, even? Or whatever.
I mean, I'm planning on studying psychology right now, but I'm gonna be honest, I really don't know. It's like, I feel like, for at least for me, I'm down to do like whatever for the most part. Like, there's a few things that I definitely like don't want to do, but like, for the most part, I think, like, I'm down for whatever. Like, I'm really, like, I don't know, like, aloof in that sense, I guess. I don't know. I feel like I'm very aimless. Like, I think there's a bunch of things that are fun. And it's, like, no matter what I do, it's, like, there's probably going to be some things I like, some things I dislike. And that's, like, my general view on it.
That's fair. It's good just to have that anyway. It's, like, I don't know. I feel like you have potential. If you looked in a bit more on YouTube content, you could probably make this a full-time gig.
Maybe. I mean, the problem is, I think I'm too much of a procrastinator. It's, like, I think I love making ideas and being, like, oh, this would be such a fire idea, but I'm so bad at, like, it's like, okay, it's like, have you seen that, like, meme image of, it's like, who wants to do blank, or it's like, who wants to do blank, who will actually, like, put your hand up if you want to do this, put your hand up if you will actually do this. Like, I will always, like, damn, this is such a fire idea, but I just, like, figure out, it's just, like, such a big, like, a large barrier to entry, because you just have to, like, sit down and edit and make a thumbnail and, like, all the footage, and it is, like, it is probably fun once you're in the flow, and it's just, like, cool to make a, like, a fun project or, like, something interesting. But for me, I'm, like, too impulsive, I feel like. It's like, oh, one day it's like, okay, I want to, like, play AA, and then the next day it's like, okay, I want to play ranked. And I feel like it's so, I'm, like, so bad at, like, sitting down and just getting it done.
You just gotta lock in, man. I believe in hacking noises. To
maybe one day. I mean, it'd be fun. It's, like, definitely, I've definitely thought about it, because once I'm more bored of, like, competing and, like, ranked and stuff like that, like, maybe, because I feel like there's so much to talk about, there's so much, like, history or whatever, to go into in terms of MCSR, and there's just, like, so much stuff to talk about, so definitely there's, like, a lot to work with.
I guess this is a bit of, like, a more niche question, but obviously you said you've kind of been more in the content space over the last 2 years. I guess, firstly, before I ask a question, are you in HBG or no?
No, I'm not in HPG.
Okay. But regardless, my question still stands. How does it kind of feel going from, like, you know, like, watching all these, like, creators and stuff? Like, you made a video 3 years ago beating Fruitberry's parkour gauntlet using only clothes. Like, how does it feel kind of going from, like, watching all these runners and all that kind of jazz to, and maybe I'm assuming, but I assume it's correct, like, kind of being in that community of, like, consistently going in MCSR ranked, having runners talk to you, having runners interview you, blah, 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 blah. Like, how does it go going from being this viewer to a essentially, like, such a big, like, staple in the community?
I'm gonna be honest, it's like, it's not something I was ever expecting. It's definitely, I don't know, it does feel like I'm kind of like the imposter in some ways, like,
I get that.
I don't know, it's weird, because it's like, I remember, because I started playing when I was, like, so young, like, started speedrunning, I was, like, 13 or something, and it's like, dude, I was watching Curryway get world record back then or something, and it's like, and now I'm playing in Curryway's No Reset Invitational, like, it's like, what happened, like, it's wild, because, like, I don't know, I've never planned on doing content or anything. I just, like, I started streaming runs because, like, why not, right? It's just, like, other people were streaming runs. It's, like, it'd be cooler to get world record live. Like, I do remember. This is a funny story. I do remember I started going live. When I started doing runs for, like, the first 3 years or something, I didn't have a second monitor. And back then, we didn't have Speedrun IGT, which is essentially just a timer built into the game. And what we had to do was live split. And it's basically just like an external program that's a timer. But the issue with live split is when you go full screen, you can't see your timer or whatever. And for me, I don't know why I never did this. I know you can just rebind F11, but that's like, I was like 14 or 15 or something. Like, you gotta cut me some slack. I wanted to check the timer, I would, like, have to press F11. And it's like, if I'm boating in the ocean, and it's like, I'm not reaching my thumb over to F11. Like, I guess you could use your mouse head, I guess. But it's like, sometimes when you're on pace, and it's like, part of any percent is knowing when to reset. And it's like, just having to unfull screen to check your timer is just so frustrating. And the reason I started going live is because you can, on your OBS setup, you can see live split. But on full screen, I can't see live split. So what I did was, I would have my phone next to my desk, and I'd have my own account open, and I'd look at the timer on my phone with, like, 5 seconds of stream delay to read what my timer was. And that's, like, the reason why I started streaming. Like, I never expected to, like, stream often. I feel like I was just doing it to see the timer. I don't know, it's definitely like I kind of went on a bit of a tangent. Like, you were asking me about what's it like to be community now, but I don't know, it's just like, I can't describe it. It's just like, it's crazy.
No, it's sick.
It's crazy.
With that then, did you have anything else you wanted to talk about, or have we pretty much done a good job of covering everything?
I mean, I can talk about more stuff, but like, I don't have anything like in particular like on my mind.
That's the thing. I normally like, I just don't have anything else to ask. We do have Twitter questions, so however.
Ooh.
So we're not done just yet. But I just wanted to see if there's anything else you wanted to say or talk about that you had like that you wanted to mention on the podcast before we move into that.
I mean, I'll probably come up, like, if you ask me like more questions or whatever, I'll probably get like a flash of inspiration or something. We'll see.
Yeah, if you come up with something then. So first one is from Adronicus. I'd love to hear you ask Hacks about the future of Minecraft esports and what place Ranked has in it, as well as MCSR content creation.
Okay, all I'll say is I'm probably not the best person to ask for this, because I feel like I just think like like my answer would probably be just like, I don't know, like I feel like there's so many possibilities, but I don't know, I'm honestly pretty hopeful. Like MCSR, I feel like I swear everyone says this every year. It's like the same way how we always say like I say every playoffs is like, this playoffs is the most competitive it has ever been. It's like everyone's so much better now. And I feel like with MCSR, it's like I feel like every time someone asks me this question, like, what do you think about the future? Like, I'm optimistic that it's up, because right now at least it feels like we are in a bit of a renaissance again. Like obviously in terms of raw numbers, we'll never get like XQC or Forsen and everyone streaming 1.16 and like COVID or whatever, but it's like neglecting that era or like ignoring that era, I'd say right now is like so up for MCSR as a whole. I think I'm very optimistic. Like obviously I think a big part of that is just like tourneys or whatever. I feel like I've been studying for my exams recently, and it's like I still just like play tourneys because it'd be fun, and it's like it doesn't take that long usually. Like I feel like, at least for me, I feel like I've gotten way better like on my fundamentals, so I don't need to practice as much to de-rust, so it's like I'm chill with playing tourneys. But there's like so many, it's like I swear there was like 4 weekends in a row or something where it's like, okay, I have to play in playoffs, and then I have to play in draft, and now it's down the regionals, and now there's just like so much happening. So it's like in that sense I'd say MCSR right now is up a lot. I'd say in terms of content as well, I feel like there's so many cool ideas. I feel like people have only scratched the surface, and it's like I feel like there's so much to talk about. I think there's so much, like some of my ideas I've had are just like breaking down strats or like breaking down the evolution of strats. Like one thing I was thinking about was just like making a whole video on whether like why people offhand food or why people don't offhand food, and it's like what did people do throughout history, and it's like why do some people offhand blocks? Like I'm calling out Tutor World, like why the fuck do you still offhand blocks? Like what is the point?
Do it, but man. It's like, make a video about it, bro. Do it.
But it's like, I don't know, I feel like there's so much to talk about, and it's just like I feel like that's one of my worst ideas. Like I feel like there's so many other ones where it's just like there's so much history and there's like so much micro stuff that you could just like talk forever about, and it's like I don't know, it's I feel like with content it's like there's so much potential, and with tourneys as well, like ranked playoffs is hype, it's so competitive, like what I rewatch some of the VODs and it's like damn, it's like it's so intense sometimes, like some of those scenes are crazy. I don't know. I feel like right now, Ranked is in a good spot. MCSR as a whole is a good spot. Especially with, like, the Skycrab run as well. Like, obviously, it's a tragic run, but it's, like, Skycrab has gotten, like, so many more eyes onto the game because of it. Like, I feel like I've seen so many, like, big streamers just watch the run and react to it. Like, it's just such a big moment, and I feel MCSR is up. Like, I feel like that's such a boring answer. Like, I'd love to give more specific details, but I'm optimistic that it's up.
The next one comes from Red Lime. What are your motivations for playing MCSR ranked and playoffs? And I feel like an obvious answer is the money, so we're rolling now. You have to give me another answer.
I mean, I did kind of talk about this earlier, just like the improvement process is fun, tourneys are fun, but like the thing I'll say is just like, I don't know, ranked is just so like definitely, I've definitely gotten more burnt out in recent times just because it can feel kind of monotonous to grind on the ladder, because especially when, like, I'm gonna be honest, for me, I'd much rather play like the top five always than just like get like play only top 50s or whatever, because the problem is like the time zones, it's hard to always play like the best people because a lot of them are NA, like Dugal, Loki are NA, so it's hard to play them, like always have the time zone overlap, and even though I'd probably lose way more if I only played them, it's just way more fun. I think, like, I think for me recently I've just gotten like kind of bored playing because it's like the queues are so long, and it's just to play a match where it's like if I die, then I lose, and it's like I lose 30 ELO, and that can be kind of grindy and just kind of monotonous. But for playoffs and stuff, I don't know, it's just so rewarding. Like, it's kind of what I said earlier, but at least for me, I don't know. I feel like it just makes me feel so nervous. Like, I feel like I get so stressed out, but like in a good way. There's something so nice about just like completely locking in and feeling like, I don't know, just feeling stressed out, but in a good
it's
way.
Rewarding,
it's just like,
yeah.
It's a rewarding feeling. Yeah.
The next one comes from Nosa Beload Abuse. I hope I've said that right. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, Ensla?
Yeah, there you go, Ensla. I just didn't want to pronounce that in case I go wrong. When will he play Glitched?
I'm sorry, I've never played Glitched, probably.
What is Glitched for those who don't know?
It's just Minecraft. It's just any percent, but with like dupe glitches and like time warp or whatever. Like there's one glitch, which is like you abuse how Minecraft saves in-game time to like beat the game in like 1 second or whatever. Like I think that's the set seed world record. It's like you just like time warp or whatever and you break the game and you beat the game in like a second. And it's like, I don't know. It just seems so... I just don't seem interested. And also there's just like other stuff I want to do. I want to play some 100 Hardcore. I want to play some... I was going to say like, nah... I don't know. I want to play 100 Hardcore. I want to play AA. Maybe some ranked, like, on and off. Maybe some any percent some days. But it's like, I feel like Glitch is way down the priority list. Like, I'd much rather just do miscellaneous activities than Glitch. Because it just feels so different. Like, it just feels so... Like, obviously, it is still Minecraft. But it feels like less Minecraft to me, if that makes any sense. I don't know.
Yeah, I get that. That's fair. The next one is from... if offered a chance, will you take part in an event, and if the event wants you, what would be your choice? So they're referring to like Minecraft events like Blog Wars, Mayhem, Mania, Buy and Battle, all that kind of jazz. Like, have you ever thought about joining one of those?
It'd be fun, yeah. Like, I don't know, I just want to play with like friends or something. I feel like that'd be super fun. Like, if there was an event I had to pick though, like, I don't know, I feel like this is the answer everyone gives. Like, if there's a game like Sands of Time, like that game, like, so fucking fun. Like, that game is peak, I think. But in general, like, I don't know, it's like probably Block Wars just so I can humble Feinberg. I'm kidding, but like, I don't know, I just want to play with friends. Like, any event, if I can like play with friends or something, it's gonna be fun. I think I love playing Minecraft. I'm down for like anything, like almost anything Minecraft related, and it's like I'm down to play whatever.
We have a few more here. Twitter questions I don't tend to build on, that's why I'm just constantly like asking. The next one is from Skyway. Can he name five fish?
No, this one's funny. Cod. It's easy because there's a lot of Minecraft fish, but okay, without Minecraft fish is a lot harder. Like, honestly, swordfish, tuna.
Minecraft fish aren't real fish. No one said you can't say Minecraft fish. Like, you've just captured reason, bro.
No. Because the thing is, if I answer the Minecraft fish, it's like I'm put on fraud watch. I need to answer with real fish.
Real fish. Minecraft fish are real fish. What?
Then I'll have like the reputation of being like, this guy only knows stuff because of Minecraft. If it's not in Minecraft, he doesn't know anything.
Okay,
you know what
cool.
I mean?
So, like, you said swordfish, what else?
Tuna? Okay. Is dolphin a fish?
Well, it's in Minecraft, so.
Oh, fuck, that is true. Wait, is shark a fish?
If you want to count it as one, sure.
Okay, so shark, number four, stingray. I know that one's not a fish. Wait, stingray isn't a fish. The angler fish, the one with the light bulb in front of his eyes in, like, the very, very dark. And then, like, goldfish, like the snack. That's okay. My five fishes.
Nice. Right, we're gonna rapid fire through these last ones, okay? You ready?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, so personified small, thoughts on running AA?
Soon. I feel like I say that every month, and it's like it always gets pushed back, but I do want to play AA eventually. I don't know, it's like A is fun. It's the only issue is the runs are really long and it can feel annoying, because the fun part of the run is the mid game once you leave the end, and resetting for temples and resetting to get to that point and like end ships is really boring. But once you get on a run, AA is super fun, and like I'll probably play more soon.
Okay, this is from Blob. Why do you love rage baiting?
All I'll say is that people say I'm rage baiting sometimes. Okay. I actually need your, I need your answer on this. Okay. Do you, okay, people will say, okay, people will say this is a range mate question, but, like, genuinely, I'm curious, okay? Like, people always say, like, oh, he's range mating again, classic range mate, but it's, like, genuinely,
okay,
I need,
do you think
nachos are distinct enough from tortilla chips to be, to warrant the name nachos? Do you think they deserve the name? Like, are they different enough to be named a different thing?
I've never really ate nachos. I just know both of them are, like, kind of dry and same shape.
No, and my argument is they're too similar for them to be, like, for them to be different foods. Like, if you have pepperoni pizza and you add olives onto the pizza, it's like, it's still pizza, right? But it's,
yeah,
like, if
I
you
guess.
Have tortilla chips and you put sauce and you put, like, more sauce, it's like, it's still tortilla chips but with sauce. And it's like, people will say that's a range mate argument or whatever, but it's like, I don't know, it's just fun to... It's fun to, like, ask stupid questions, I think. It's fun to, like, argue over stupid questions. And it's like, I don't know, it's fun. That's why.
Yeah, no, so yeah, okay, that's fair. The next one comes from Elixir. Does he still hate chocolate milk?
Yes, chocolate milk is just worse. It's just have chocolate and milk separately. It's not a good combo. It's not a good combo.
Okay. And last but not least, otherwise we're going to be here all day, is from Levere. Why on streams his keyboard sound really loud?
My mic is just bad.
Back to what I mentioned earlier.
I don't know. My mic is just bad. I have, like, a noise cancellation thing on OBS, so it doesn't pick up background noise. But then if I turn it up more, it'll cancel out my keyboard, but then it'll also just cancel out my mic. So, or, like, when I'm talking. So it's just, like, kind of there. And also, my mic is, like, pretty close to my keyboard just because... I don't know. I've seen, like, I know, like, people who are actually streamers and good at it have, like, those big mics and it, like, covers, like, it's next to their mouth or whatever, so it can pick up the audio better. But, like, I don't understand how people play with those because, like, I feel like it'd be so distracting. Like, this does not cover the screen. So I have my mic behind my monitor.
Okay.
I have my mic behind my monitor. So it's, like, the first line of noise is the keyboard to the microphone.
I mean... Whatever works, right?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, with that being said, then, I think that sadly brings the end of this week's Inside MC. It's a shorter podcast. It's a nice little switch up. It's been amazing talking to you. Like, this has been such a sick podcast. Thank you so much.
No, this is so fun. I'm going to be honest. Like, some of these questions were so fun. Like, I know I yapped a bit too much, but not too many tangents.
It's a podcast. Do not worry about yapping, please. Sorry if I just haven't been so talkative today. I tried to be. Just, you know, it's one of those days.
No,
yeah, I can't
good.
Yap
it's
all the time. I had a long weekend last weekend. I'm still recovering. But it's been great. It's been so much fun talking to you. Thank you so much for coming on, Hacking. I really appreciate you.
No, thanks for having me on. This is super fun.
No worries. Before we do the outro here, though, I do always like to give this opportunity for you to promote yourself. So for anyone who's listening to this and is getting into speedrunning or just found you interesting or really enjoyed the app, where can people find you?
I stream on Twitch. twitch.tv/hackingnoises with two S's. I should change it to one S for convenience, but okay, one last story. When I got harder, like a year ago, I didn't like my emote prefix. Is that what it's called? Like the thing before your emote? And it was like hacking 9 or whatever. And it's like, that's such an ugly prefix. And I asked them, can I get the prefix hacks? Cause like, I don't know. I went on like some website and it like shows all the people with all the prefixes. And from what I saw, like maybe it was just wrong, but I saw hacks was free and I was like, damn, maybe I can get this. And then I asked them, am I going to get it? And they're like, no. So I just changed it to like hacks 9 or whatever. And it's like, after that, it's like, I don't know. I got walled on my first Twitch DM or like my first Twitch support ticket, and it's like I'm too embarrassed to show my face. Like I need at least another few years before I can send another one. So the S is staying on.
Fair enough. That's fair. Well, there you go. If you want to find Hacking Noises anywhere, they'll be linked below. If you're on YouTube, if on Spotify, just search up the name, you pretty much find it online. And yeah, thank you so much, Hacking, for coming on. You've been an amazing guest, and I always do love a good yap. I do love when we can just yap away, and you've very much carried today, so thank you.
Thank you for having me on. This was super fun.
That being said, this has been Inside MC. Thank you all for listening. Stay safe. Don't eat too much bread. Peace.